Let's begin now.
And let's dive into it. Back-to-back nights of After Hours. It's like it's football season all over again, but it's not. It's far from that. You're in baseball season, Daddy. Better believe it. Got a late one tonight. That's why we're on for like an hour and a half. We're here from 6 until 7:25. I was completely surprised.
Some of us are anyways.
Yeah, well, yeah. But lucky for you, what could have been a game, what, 3 years ago? That gets you home about 2 in the morning. Going to get you home about 12:30.
Fingers crossed. Yep.
Right? That is Julio Sanchez. I am Dusty Likens. I was surprised to see your face. I haven't seen you in a while. How have you been, man?
I'm good, man. It's been more than a month, I think, since we've done something together.
We've been in a drought.
I know. You know, it's baseball season, like you said.
Yeah. Yeah. Somebody
not a priority.
Yeah, one of my buddies, he said, so what the Royals do, they just like kick you off the air? Pretty much, but at least they're good.
I was going to say, at least it's worth tuning into. You know?
I'll fold to that.
Yeah.
Plus, I know you're tuned in. You got Vern coming up in an hour and a half. You're like, well, how do I pass the time? You put on 610 Sports Radio and you do your thing and you get to introduce yourself to After Hours. As this is the off season. This doesn't count as a season. These are still spot starts, you know? That's just what we do here. And, should be a good night. Julio, I will promise you this. I've gotten all my exercising done today. I finally got to mow. It was a disaster.
Did you get your walk in? Is that what you're saying?
Dude, I got so much in. You want to see a humble brag?
Let's do it.
I've already burned 1,400 calories. My exercise circle is 92 out of 30 minutes. Stand is already completed. I've walked 15,130 steps. I've gone 8.4 miles.
Yeah, that's impressive.
So you know what that means? I've earned it.
What the hell were you doing?
Mowing, walking, working, talking, slanging.
How is that a disaster? I don't understand how that
can...
It's
so wet.
Yeah, that's true.
Like the lines in my yard are not tire marks. They're mud tracks. But I couldn't take it anymore. I'd had enough. I couldn't go outside and look at the jungle. See the dogs like up to their nose in grass. I couldn't do it. Some people be like, oh, you should have waited till tomorrow. No. It's 75 and windy. Dry it out.
I was sliding all over the place. I've got a zero turn.
Yeah.
And I did mine yesterday and I was sliding down my hill.
And I mean,
skid marks in my lawn. Yeah.
Front yard.
Not pretty.
Front yard was okay. It was easy. I bagged it because it was so long. They say you shouldn't bag your grass. You let it grow. But I mean, it was so egregious. And it was funny too. Because it's funny how mowing after everybody's in the same boat, like you're always going to have like Dave down the street that's going to mow no matter what, even if it just rained. And it was funny because I mowed early. I mowed at 8. And as soon as I was done and blowing the grass blades off the driveway and off the, you know, the door, whatever, you could just hear north, east, south, and west mowers starting like or going. And then coming home from work before we came to the show today, you could see every yard that got hit. You're like, everybody's here together.
They're all in sync.
Yeah. And you know,
beautiful thing.
I've got a rivalry going on with the guy who lives across the street.
Who's got the better grass? We're so old, by the way. This is such an old man conversation.
And that's fine. Yesterday we led the show with Birds of Prey.
Okay.
Because I've got an owl in my backyard and it's awesome. And I've seen it once. Now, I'm going to be honest. When I saw it, a little fuzzy, but it was definitely an owl, dude. I don't know what other bird flies at night that's that massive. That's like a stealth owl.
So I've got some bald eagles.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. We talked about that as well. Yeah. There's one on Fred Urbanus's golf course over in Longview. Great thing. Once you see it, it freezes you.
Yep.
I've only seen two in my life, and both times I saw them, it was like freeze tag. Like somebody had to, you know, crawl under my legs to get me to be able to move again. But yeah, so my neighbor and I, we have this rivalry of who's going to mow first. And boy, I got him today and I've got him the last. So I'm up 2-0 so far in the mowing season. 3-0 actually, 3-0 in the mowing season.
Yeah, but does he have a regular job, Dusty? Because
I live in a neighborhood where I am the youngest person by 50 years.
So what you're saying is you have a rivalry with an elderly gentleman.
Damn right.
Is what you do. You have. Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay. Are you proud of yourself for this?
I am.
All right.
Because I'm winning.
Oh, you're beating an elderly individual.
Yeah, he's probably 68.
And you're proud of yourself. But, you know, to each their own. Good for you.
You got
to
get your gains when you can. Speaking of your gains when you can, tonight is a test of the fan base, baby, because you are on the West Coast, Royals fans. You got Vern at 7:30. That's why you hear my voice right now. But I'll tell you what, it's a test. It's not a good pitchy matchup, per se, ERA. The Angels are terrible. No Mike Trout. No Shohei Ohtani. And the Royals come off winning 2 out of 3 versus the Brewers. With a rest, not a rest day, because they're going to play Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday against a West Coast team in Los Angeles. But tonight's one of those games. What's tonight's game to you, Kansas City? 913-586-7610. The game's first pitch is at 8:38. Vern hits the air at 7:30. You're listening to After Hours now on 610 Sports Radio. Is it tonight? I'm going to sit on the patio from 9 to 11 and listen to it on the radio and have a couple suds. That's what I'm doing. I've earned it. I've at least earned 6 free golden tokens of Miller High Life tonight, 16-ounce Eggna. And I'm going to do that, but not because I've earned it, but because I want to. I want to put the TV on the patio and have the Dallas Mavs on and have my radio on listening to the Royals broadcast. That's the original 2-screen. That's old stuff right there. But is tonight's game, is it, oh, I'll lay in bed with the lady, or maybe you live alone, or otherwise with another person, and you know what, we're going to put it on, and maybe she'll fall asleep to it, or I'll fall asleep to it, but we're going to put it on, we're going to make a point of view. Because I really still don't know where you're at, this is MLB Network Audio today, of what they think of the Royals, and who they want to see win the AL Central.
My gut and my hope. My hope.
You want the Royals.
Is the Royals.
That'd be great.
Because of what they did this offseason. See, you got to bring some veterans into the clubhouse and pay some guys occasionally to make your team better and show the young guys.
It's funny how that works,
it's,
right?
It's kind of strange how that plays out.
Yeah.
And I hope we're sitting here with Bobby Witt 40-40.
Yeah.
Fighting like Soto and Judge for the MVP or Gunnar Henderson, and he's got them on his back, and that place is jumping.
You're damn right. You're damn right. Could you imagine that? The year that you signed or your franchise signed Bobby Witt Jr., and we don't need to get into how great he is. You've seen it. Leads the league in war, leads the league in runs scored. Tonight he's in a 2-leg parlay with your boy. If you want that parlay, I have Bobby Witt Jr. over 1.5 hits, and I have the Royals minus 1.5. It's plus 365 on DraftKings if you want to tail that. You don't have to. But that's what's great is that the one thing that makes me think about the two sports teams that are in this town, we always disagree with the national media about the football team. Are we correct? Remember, every year it's like, I don't know, this might be Cincinnati's year. This might be the year that Baltimore does it. The Chiefs have to go on the road. I ain't done. And we always tend to disagree with them. And we believe our local media when they say, hey, don't worry about what that person has to say in Mike Florio. Or don't worry about what Chris Broussard has to say because Nick Wright will cook him. Or don't worry about what Kyle Brandt has to say because he's too worried about his sleeve tightness of his biceps. That's a very inappropriate shot, and I'm sorry. I've never met that man. I should have done that. I apologize. But he has some bad takes about the Chiefs. And we disagree with the media because they're against you. I'm not lying. And now we have the national media for a while now. Giving the Royals a ton of praise, saying this is the team to watch out for. This is the team to watch out for. They got better at pitching. They've got their second year with their coach or their manager and Coach Q. Bobby Witt Jr. is signed. He finally got a full spring training with the team. No distractions for Brady Singer. He's now the third arm in that rotation that leads baseball. They're good defensively. And yet your local fan base doesn't want to listen. Most of them. I'm not saying everybody. But I feel, Julio, that this town is about 60% bought in. I said last night, short show tonight, so we're doing a little bit of covering the tracks, but I said last night that I don't think we'll ever get to 100% because there's always going to be, I mean, hell, King Griffey Jr., George Brett, Nolan Ryan didn't get 100% to go into the Hall of Fame, right? It's the way there's always going to be some Richard. But I think they can get to 80%. I just don't know when. And tonight's one of those nights, and this weekend slash these next six games, I'm sorry, seven, four against Anaheim or Los Angeles or California, and then you go play Seattle. But these are all going to be late games. And a little bit of movement can be shown if you're willing to stay up late and watch your boys. And that lets me know more people are bought in because where I started last night was I knew people were bought in because that blown save on Tuesday hurt. And if it hurts, it means you care. And if you care, it means you're all in.
I think the 80% threshold would come around the trade deadline. If they can still be in playoff contention, which I think is far and above what the expectation was coming into the season. I think most Royals fans that coming into the season just wanted a competitive baseball team, right? Mm-hmm. Like, Let's 500. Yeah. I'm good with that. If we can get into the trade deadline time frame, make some moves, and be in contention for a playoff spot, I think you hit that 80%.
I think we can get there.
100% we can.
Because my goal was to have the Royals lead a topic the first day we go to St. Joe. Pete Sweeney brought it up in an interview we did last night. The Angels are 14-23. They do not have Mike Trout, who is amazingly still tied for second in baseball and home runs with 10 and hasn't played in 2.5 to 3 weeks. The Royals are 2.5 back. They're currently tied with Minnesota. Minnesota and the Royals kind of off in games, but if the Royals win tonight, they'd be 23-16 and they'd be 2 games above Minnesota. So they'd be then they'd be 2 games back. Minnesota would be 2.5. Tonight's starter for the Angels has an ERA of 4.24. The worst starter for the Royals is, according to ERA, is the one tonight, Michael Walker, who has a 4-plus ERA. Tomorrow's starter for the Angels, 6.99 ERA. You know who he gets to go up against? Alec Marsh or Cole Reagans. So have fun with that. But a true test to see where the fan base is and to see if these Royals can keep on rolling, as King George said, number one song in my Apple Music right now. Great song, King George, keep it rolling. But that's it. It's a true test. How late are you staying up? Are you gonna keep it going? Or is tonight too late and they're not good enough or they haven't proved enough to you yet to where you're like, I'll catch the highlights in the morning. I'll roll over at midnight when I get a chug of my ice cold water and look at the box score and be like, 6-0. What did I miss? 2 home runs by Bobby Witt Jr. Sorry. That's what the Royals are.
Special plays, special players. Some people give, some people take. Me, I only take.
Go take a series win, Royals. Go win 3 out of 4. Go win 2 out of 3 against the Mariners. And then you come home back next weekend and you get to play the Oakland Athletics, who, by the way, are better than the Angels. If you thought that was sad or not true, it is. That's Julio Sanchez of Dusty Likens. There was more information that came out about Rashee Rice today. Not good. Not good at all. This is After Hours on 610 Sports Radio.
You're listening to After Hours with Dusty Likens on 610 Sports Radio and the Odyssey app. Brought to you by Twin Peaks. Eats, drinks, scenic views.
Somebody once told me the world is gonna roll me. I ain't the sharpest tool in the shed. She was looking kind of dumb with her finger and her thumb in the shape of an L on her forehead. Well,
back in on After Hours, we're only on for another hour, and then it's Vern. The sweet sexual sounds of Josh Verner. They're very sexual when the Royals are playing like this, baby. They're 7 games better than the Cardinals. Stick that in your pipe and smoke it. Special teams, special players. You know what I mean?
World's best fans.
That's what they say. Somebody is upset with you, by the way. They said this guy has a zero turn and Eagles bragging from the 816.
Well, you know, well, it doesn't sound like they're upset. But maybe a soft brag. Soft brag.
Wife and I saw a bald eagle out at our house by John Notch. Shout out Lee Summit. Mowing while listening. LOL. Love to hear it. I completely agree. I try to get my brother into the Royals game, and his reply is, quote, we suck. He's clueless like other people. That's the thing I said last night. If you're vague on why you're not in, like, well, the offense is down. Okay, well, give me a little bit more. Well, the pitching's going to fold eventually. Okay, well, what makes you think that? If you're going to solidify something, give me a little bit of, you know. And then somebody wants the Royals to DFA Hunter Renfroe, what do I think? I don't know. I know there's a guy named Drew Waters down in AAA. And the thing about this team, and this is a side topic, and then we'll get into Rashee Rice. Shout out to everyone listening to After Hours tonight on 610 Sports Radio. The thing about a winning ball club is that it kind of makes you want to feel more and more amped up to try to make it work. Because if somebody comes in and Wally pips you, you might miss out on something that's special. So you would think that in-house competition can also be very, very productive with a Royals team like this. I'm all in tonight. First game I get to watch on TV, and not my phone. Been pumped all day. 417. Did you submit to the app? Because when I filled it on the drive on Friday, or Thursday, I guess I should say, everyone's like, quit trying to get people to spend money. Quit trying to get people to buy in. I'm not doing anything. I'm just telling you, it's like $20 a month. You've spent $20 on a lot of other stuff. I'm out on the Royals because they're making Jackson County out to look like the bad guy in this whole vote stadium. Sounds to me like John Sherman's been paying 610 to pump the Royals up for some reason. 816, I can promise you, John Sherman has not said anything to us. We just kind of know what we're talking about. And right now, the Royals are simply too good to not want to be part of it. So if you're out and that's your situation, you're part of the people that I say will never get to 100% because you have your opinion. You're more entitled to that. But I don't want to hear you, 816, when we get to September and they're only two games out and they got a chance to get to the playoffs and all of a sudden it's like, well, you know, weird things happen, I guess. Seems like that person uses the phrase a lot, a blind squirrel always finds a nut. Or sometimes a blind squirrel finds a nut. And if I'm that nut and you're that blind squirrel, glad I found you. Anyways, moving on to the Rashee Rice situation. It seems like something like this just keeps getting worse and worse. And again, we don't know 100% of the actual situation. But according to the Dallas Morning News, today, they revealed new details about what led to the allegations of an assault in which police suspect Kansas City Chiefs wide receiver Rashee Rice. And the news, through a public record request, said that, quote, a suspect, end quote, assaulted a photographer after luring him back to a downtown Dallas nightclub under the premise he was being hired to take pictures. According to the police report, the photographer believed the suspect wanted to hire him to take pictures. When he returned, he was, quote, made aware of where the suspect was by other members of the suspect's entourage, end quote. The photographer found the suspect. We still don't know if that's Rashee Rice or somebody else, who told him to look at Instagram messages on his phone. The report does not detail what the messages said, but as the photographer looked down at the suspect's phone, the suspect punched him on the left side of his face. The photographer went to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. A police spokesman said the law enforcement official told the news the man had visible swelling on one side of his face. I already talked a little bit about this last night. And the concern with this is that more and more layers will become available. And what we know now is that Rashee Rice was at a nightclub. I'm pretty sure the place is called the Lit Kitchen. Hell of a name. I bet that place has a mean burger or a mean slice of za at the end of the night.
Sounds like a good place to be after midnight on a Sunday, right?
Or after you've been in a car accident involving others who've got hurt and you're on a bad list.
Yep.
Right? And what we know is he was out. It was late. And he's somehow involved in this situation. Now what we know, according to this morning, is that there is a suspect involved. No name has been given. But this suspect had an entourage. What do we know about athletes and entourages? Now, again, allegedly the suspect punched this person in the face. I mean, actually punched him in the face. Which seems like it's kind of a sucker punch. Because if it's, hey, check out my phone, and as you're looking down, bang, right in the side of your face, I go to the hospital, I got swelling, nothing's super serious, but I was punched and I was lured in. This is not a good story. This is not a good story. And if Rashee Rice is the guy that did it, there is going to be some serious, serious punishments coming to him. Not just from the commissioner, but from his own team. And my only concern is, and the only thing that we really compared the Kareem Hunt situation to, was the fact that Kareem Hunt lied. That he basically told Clark and Andy and Brett, hey, here's what happened. That's all that happened. Nothing else. And then TMZ said, hold my beer. And the very next moment was your playbook, your jersey, your helmet, goodbye. My only two big issues with this. Number one, what are you doing out? I don't care if you go out to eat. I don't care if you go hang out at a buddy's house. But what are you doing out 2 a.m? Right? Like, why? And I'm sure, and I'm positive that your head coach and your president and your owner and your GM have all said, hey, here's the deal. You got to lay low. You can't do anything that's going to
put Sunday, or on a Sunday, no less. Like, going right. Come on.
I'm sure there's practice at Pat Camp on Monday. Maybe not. I don't know how it goes. And then not only that, but like, were you honest? Like, I'm sure you know exactly what happened, Rashee. And I'm sure you knew you were going to be in trouble. Now, there's one way to not get your ass, sorry for cussing, booted off the team. And that is, maybe you did tell your coaches, hey, I'm going to get in trouble. I don't know why I did it. I punched this guy in the face. It's not good. He's fine. I'm going to be in trouble, though. And the Chiefs might be like, all right, man, here's the deal. You know, here's the deal. And they gave him X, Y, and Z what they said. But if he's like, man, I didn't punch him that hard. You know, if there's any sort of missed information, we do have the same situation, because then it's like, okay, you lied. And we can't have that. Plus, now we have, if this is true, I'm not saying that it's 100% true. I'm just giving you the report that we have today and what we've been given. But if this is true, you kind of have a man with bad character on your team.
Well, it makes me nervous, because this is almost feels, if the reports are true, like you said, like it's almost premeditated. Like, he brought him back there, lured him back there, and then sucker punched him. If that's like, it shouldn't have happened in the first place. In the heat of the moment, if they got into an argument, whatever, it happens. But if it's premeditated, that's a whole different look for me.
Yeah. And the thing that's interesting is that, and look, everybody's gonna have their own opinions. But the thing that's sound and true is that you had just messed up pretty bad. And I know that there have been conversations of why and what you can do moving forward. And now you're in a situation, once again, where your name is around an altercation of assault, and that ain't good. And of course, the text line that we always love has got our backs. And some people don't. Some people say it seems like the Dallas Morning News wants Rashee Rice to fail. Maybe Jerry Jones is behind all of this, and he wants the Chiefs to drop him so that he can bring him down to Dallas. And we ever think about that, and there's an LOL. So sarcasm, right? Somebody says having people around you that just hang around is trouble. I do not understand how the NFL has a program that says, don't be stupid. Get rid of the hanger around and don't lose your money. Somebody says this man needs to live in a dorm in St. Joe from here on out. I don't know about that. You don't want to just, that'll cause somebody to go crazy.
I mean, if
but,
Chiefs got to do what they got to do, and he better hope there's no video. He better pray there's no video for this. I mean, this is...
Somebody says it looks like, it sounds like self-defense to me. I don't understand how that sounds like, hey, here's my phone. Yeah. Come down here to this place. Here's my phone.
Here, come to the back room with me. Yeah. Boom. Let me sucker punch you. And I mean, that this is clearly a pattern of poor decision-making and immaturity, right? I mean, that's what we're dealing with here. Just so many bad decisions in a row. It's just mind-boggling.
My wonder is... The number one wonder is how honest he's been with the franchise. Because the franchise had potentially one of the next best running backs in football that fit this team well. They knew he fit this team well, and they said, get out of here, right? And the other thing that's concerning and my worry is, like, this is some low-class stuff if this is true. That's low class to give somebody your phone, lure them into a room. And again, we don't know if this was Rice. We just know the reports that we've been given. But that's not great, and I don't know if I want someone like that with that sort of character around other teammates who are setting the golden standard of the NFL, right? You want to be different than the Patriots. You don't want to be cheaters. You don't want to have, you know, allegations. And last year, the most hated thing we had was Chris Jones sitting in a suite with Horace and Boris in week one.
I mean, to be fair, there were whispers
right,
in the draft of him potentially having some character issues.
There was.
So, really... I mean, look, the Chiefs kind of have no one to blame but themselves. I mean, that's what happens when
you also got to think to yourself, yeah, he's got character issues. What 18-year-old?
He's responsible
19,
for his own actions,
yeah, right?
You know,
we can bring him to the league, show him success, and maybe that changes his, you know, persona.
Maybe, because maybe not.
I'll tell you what, Travis Kelce was a real big hothead, out of control character, playing in the Chiefs in his younger days, and then it switched. You know why? Because he saw what the standard was going to be. They brought in Alex Smith. They drafted Patrick Mahomes. He saw Mahomes throw one football, and he thought to himself, you know what? Alex is great. Andy's really taught me some things. I'm going to listen to these guys and learn. And Travis Kelce's now the best tight end to ever set foot on a gridiron. So more information will come of this. Something tells me we're going to get something tomorrow around 6:15. And I hope for the best. I hope Rashee Rice can figure things out. But this don't look good, man. And when there's smoke, there's a lot of, and there's fire. And I'm worried. I'm really worried because this story sounds ugly. And again, maybe it's blown out of proportion. Maybe somebody's lying. But again,
maybe it's not.
Maybe it's not. Coming up on the other side, Zay Jones visited the Kansas City Chiefs. What that means for the Kansas City Chiefs and what that means for Rashee Rice. It's Julio Sanchez. I'm Dusty Likens. This is After Hours on 610 Sports Radio.
You're listening to After Hours with Dusty Likens on 610 Sports Radio and the Odyssey app. Brought to you by Twin Peaks. Eats, drinks, scenic views.
Back here on After Hours, how you gonna do it?
How you gonna do it if you really don't wanna dance?
How you gonna do it tonight? That's a very vague question, but I mean the Royals.
Tell me, how you gonna do it if you really don't wanna dance?
I think you're gonna watch the game tonight. In my heart of hearts. So, that's what I think.
No, I will.
Yeah, you'll be locked in. What's your dinner plans tonight?
You know, I was thinking. I have. Okay. Usually, I'm a Pepper Jacks guy, but I'm think I'm gonna switch it up and do maybe some Chick-fil-A.
No Jersey Mike's.
I thought about it, but
good day for a sub.
It is a good day for a sub.
You know, we should have like a grill. Like
some
we had if we
parking
had, like,
lot grilling.
Oh yeah, dude,
I'm down for that.
A little lawn chair.
By the way, is there a better way to listen to the Royals game than mowing your lawn?
No.
Right? I feel like that's the number one slot for listening to a Royals game.
Or my favorite was when I was a kid and we'd drive home from the golf course, my grandpa and I. We'd drive home from the golf course and we'd always play early. So by the time we got out of the course, it was like 1:00, Denny's on the radio and like first pitch is going.
I take that back. Pool and a beer. That's my number one. Then I'll go lawn mowing.
Yeah. I do love mowing the lawn, though.
Yes. We're old, but yes, 100%.
Yeah. No doubt. I mean, I was mowing the lawn when I was like 16, like probably 12.
Yeah, but did you enjoy it back then? It was more work. Now it's just enjoyable.
Yeah, I did enjoy it back then because I finally learned like how to do it. And once you did that, it was like, now obviously we've talked about mundane tasks before, but once you like did that, it was like, I did that. You smell that?
You see that?
That's
you
me.
See those lines?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah, sad stuff with Rashee Rice, but that's all the energy I'm going to spend on it because, well, on his situation. Because his situation has brought up the Zay Jones situation, which was a visit to Kansas City. Now, he may not get signed, and he might not be a member of this team. Oh, man, didn't he cook us last year in the second game of the season? Wasn't he the one? Wasn't Ridley? It was Zay Jones, right? Or is it Christian Kirk? No, I think it was Zay. I want to say it was Zay Jones that had like 8 catches for like 120. Nah, yeah, I don't know if he had 100. He might have had 100 because no wide receiver one had 100 yards against the Chiefs, but he might have. I mean, I do have like his stats from last year, but I will say
it was Christian Kirk.
Oh, actually.
Zay Jones didn't even play, actually.
Oh, man.
But
terrible to hear. But the thing is that it tells me one thing. And he's not this guy that they think is going to, you know, blow people away on defenses. But this sign tells us all the same thing. The Chiefs are going to be without Rashee Rice for a lot or a long time. And they need a good vet to replace him. I'm not saying that Zay Jones is a good, great receiver, but he's a vet, been around, knows how to fit into new schemes. And this is a guy that comes into a wide receiver room that we can all agree is much more padded than last year, right? You've got a high upside Xavier Worthy, big time speed, take the top off the defense. You'd hope to see it. You've got Hollywood Brown, who's a vet, who's got good speed, who kind of fits this offense pretty well, and a lot of people think he could be a surprise wide receiver for many different reasons, fantasy football leagues, Chiefs offense, maybe a resurgence, a one-year deal, and approve it, and then go get a big contract. But I have a feeling that this Zay Jones visit, like you all do, is preparing for life without Rice for more than 10 weeks. Because from what we saw last week, the reports were, oh, man, he might miss upwards of 8 to 10 weeks for just the careless driving, leaving the scene accident that happened prior to what we just got. And if there's one thing that Roger Goodell doesn't like, it's somebody who reoffends and doesn't learn, doesn't listen. And if there's one thing the Chiefs organization doesn't like, it's people who don't listen and people who aren't 100% truthful. And I think Zay Jones is one of those guys that obviously has visited other teams. And we had talked about, do the Chiefs go out and search for what we consider this time of year the scraps of free agents? And I'm not saying that he's a scrap. I'm just saying he's part of that group that didn't get signed in free agency when it was hot. Everyone had their draft. And then it's like, okay, now there's some room to be made. There's some things we can do. This guy survived free agency. Let's go out and let's take a flyer on this guy. And Zay Jones just so happens, coincidentally, that he's going to visit Kansas City, or he did today, coming off the second report that we just had gotten from Rashee Rice. But the good thing about this is that you are set up better this year than you were last year, I would assume, in your wide receiver. And believe it or not, Kadarius Toney's on a contract year. You know the Chiefs aren't going to sign him because they didn't give him the fifth-year option. So he's got something to prove. Maybe that helps. Sky Moore, maybe he's tired of being made fun of and he does something different. Xavier Worthy, maybe everything is on the table. The DeSean Jackson comps that Brett Veach, Andy Reid, and himself give for that wide receiver. And then Hollywood Brown, a quarterback or a wide receiver who's been without a good quarterback for quite some time. No Kyler Murray for a while in Arizona. And Lamar had just started to set up in his game the year that he had 1,000 yards in Baltimore. And now you get to join Patrick Mahomes in this offense. Zay Jones, decent piece. A three-piece and a wide receiver set. And definitely a third or maybe fourth option in the offense. Maybe a fifth if you want to count Isaiah Pacheco. Travis Kelce, Hollywood Brown, Isaiah Pacheco. And then you can start talking about Xavier Worthy, Zay Jones, all those kind of guys, and what their role is going to be. And maybe someone else steps up. And maybe it's not Zay Jones, but maybe there's another wide receiver that comes and visits. But either way, I think the Zay Jones visit, and I know for a fact, tells all of us that life without Rashee Rice is going to be lengthy. And the Chiefs know that. The Chiefs are preparing. And the Chiefs are doing the best they can to stay one step or two steps ahead when somebody has done something to cause them to fall back one step. That's what the golden standard is. Coming up on the other side, I really don't think it's Houston. We said that last night, and I am firmly believing in all of that because, well, the NFL Network gives me reason to believe that. Julio Sanchez is here. Dusty Likens is here. Hear my voice. Let me get into your ears and let Julio's fingers do the work. This is After Hours on 610 Sports Radio.
You're listening to After Hours with Dusty Likens on 610 Sports Radio and the Odyssey app. Brought to you by Twin Peaks. Eats, drinks, scenic views.
Oh, yeah. Here we go. King George, baby. Roll your windows down, Kansas City, and bop to this. This is my theme song for the summer, baby.
Got my finger on the dump button.
Oh, yeah.
Go ahead and leave, baby. There's one thing that I found out. I can't have one woman, gotta have three. One woman just to hold me down. One woman just to lift me up. And I gotta at least have one woman on the side that really don't give. So if you wanna leave, baby, go ahead and leave.
King George, baby, keep rolling.
There's one thing that I found out.
You can't have one woman, gotta have three.
One woman just to hold me down.
Is this why you're single, Dusty?
One of the reasons.
Yeah.
I gotta at least have one woman on the side that really don't give.
Made me real nervous.
I told you. Said there's a bad word in it. Sorry for cussing. I love this song, man. I'm going to listen to this song three times tonight. I'm
catchy.
Telling you.
It's catchy.
I'm going to drive home with this song playing. I'm going to burn this song out by Friday. It's Thursday at 7 o'clock.
Not sure my lady would appreciate it, but you know, well, this is a solo.
But this song also is about a woman who leaves him. And his retaliation is, I need a woman that lifts me up. I need a woman to hold me down. I need a woman on the side that just really don't give a you know what.
Or you can get a woman that does all three.
It doesn't mean you're sleeping with all three of these women. I have a lot of female.
Come on. Okay, come on.
I have a lot of female friends that I don't sleep with.
Come on.
What?
You're being very naive here. I feel like you're doing this on purpose.
Look up the origin of the song. Somebody says, what's that song? It's called Keep Rolling by King George. Put it in your system. It's my summer song of 2024.
It's a banger.
It is, dude.
It is.
Never heard it before. I love that. I love the music. Who is that again? Again, King George. Keep on rolling. It is the crown jewels song of 2024. I will infect many ears with that song. If I have one goal this summer, I hope people tweet me nonstop at Dusty Likens and say, thank you for introducing me to this song. I can't get enough of it. That's what music does. You know what the MLB Network does? They give you audio. And what the NFL Network does, it gives you audio. Because last night, Julio, I told everyone that I'm talking myself out of the Houston Texans and the Kansas City Chiefs as week one's game. And I was all in on that. I thought that was the game. I was like, here we go. Not anymore. And Rich Eisen, who I think is one of the best to do it, literally took what I had to say. Not literally. He has the same opinion what I just said. Because do you remember what the matchup was last year in week 17, New Year's Eve? I'll help. Cincinnati versus Kansas City. Week 17. And what the NFL did is the NFL gambled and said, you know what we're going to do? We're going to have Burrow and Mahomes in Kansas City playing for the number one seed. Because then that'll set up for a playoff rematch, either in Cincinnati or in Kansas City. You know what happened to the NFL? They didn't get that. High risk, high reward. Didn't get it. And a lot of people look at last year's opening night and they say, well, Detroit. What team smells like Detroit? Ah, the Houston Texans. Rich Eisen on the situation.
How about Joe? We just talked. We just saw Joe. How about it? That's it. I don't think they want to do division games. And I just don't think they're going to put the Ravens in there either. I don't think they're going to go AFC championship game rematch right in the middle. Don't forget, last year they put Eagles and Niners late in the season.
I like Harbaugh. I like Jim.
But I know that, but they don't want to put a division game in there.
I know. That's right. You want to save that.
Stroud? You put Stroud out there week one?
We've mentioned that.
We talked about that with the Bears. Like, for the Bears
I just
game.
Think it's Joe. It's Bengals. But Burrow's back. Bengals, Chiefs, former AFC combatants only team that's actually beaten, you know, Mahomes in an AFC championship game in his life since Brady. The only active quarterback to beat Mahomes. I think that's what it is. If I had a guess.
But it's so easy to do Harbaugh.
Everybody's curious about that, it. What is it going to look like?
Yeah.
But I just don't think they're going to put, a division game the first game. I just don't think that's it. So
that smells like a Sunday.
Right.
Night.
And I just, again, last year, it does sound like, hey, great, let's get an AFC championship game rematch to start everything. But don't forget, last year, they took an NFC championship game rematch and stuck it late in the season. And I think they'll do that again here. Texans would be a really, really fun kickoff.
Texans would be really sweet.
But if I had to guess, it's the Bengals to kick it off.
My guess is Cincinnati or Tampa Bay. They both make sense. Hear me out. Cincinnati makes sense because of the obvious. I don't really need to go into a rant about that. I've only got 25 minutes left of this show, and I want to give you all I got. And then Vern gives you everything, like he always does. Praise be. Tampa Bay makes sense, doesn't it, Julio? Right? Tampa Bay's kind of like Detroit. Right? They had a decent year last year. Baker went to the playoffs.
That's where my money's at.
Won a game. Right? Won a game. The Chiefs just did what, Julio? Won back-to-back Super Bowls, right? When's the last time they went to back-to-back Super Bowls? They lost. Who'd they lose to? Tampa Bay. There's a little bit of, hey, this game the Chiefs should win. We don't need to necessarily sell week one. And why not have a little bit of a grudge and say, your 2023 Super Bowl champion, back-to-back champions, Kansas City Chiefs. It tastes a little sweet of victory for the Chiefs, right? I don't know. But I don't think it's a division game. And like the audio that we heard sounds like a Sunday night or a Thursday night game. Harbaugh makes sense, but do you give him that floor yet? Because really, not a lot of people like Jim. Especially organizations. They're like, whatever. I don't think it's going to be the Raiders. I don't think it's going to be Denver. You're going to have Bo Nix and Patrick Mahomes week one? I mean, we'll still watch because it's week one. But I think Houston is like a week four Sunday night football game. Right? Houston almost got too good. Because I see text lines say, Houston reminds me of Detroit. No. Houston, I think, is better than what Detroit was. Houston had the Ravens. And I mean, look, Detroit was in the NFC Championship game. The Houston Texans were tied going to halftime of that game against the Ravens and then just got blanked in the second half. And I mean by zero, not as in a cuss word. But I don't think it's Houston. And I think there's a lot of people now that you can bid for games that are going to be like, maybe it's Bezos. And he's like, I want Stroud and Mahomes, and I'll pay whatever I have to pay to get that on Thursday Night Football. I don't think it'll be there. Could, but I don't think it's a division opponent. I don't think it's Baltimore. That's way too good of a game to have on opening night.
Because they tend to go with opening games too competitive. They'll go with a competitive opponent, but not something that's necessarily going to be over the top. You know what I mean? From a competitive standpoint. Mm. I think Tampa fits that mold. They kind of fit the mold of, you'll watch it, but you're not like... Like Detroit was last year, right? Going into the season last year, Detroit, people thought they were good, maybe not as good as they ended up being, right? But it was just kind of like, eh. Yeah. It's good, but it's not
it's
spectacular.
Like Mahomes versus Goff.
Yeah.
Was there a little bit of a history? Kind of, right? And Baker and Mahomes, they've got a history. We'll hear all if they are the opening game. We'll see all the Oklahoma versus Texas Tech stats and all that sort of thing. But it ain't the Saints. It's not a divisional opponent. So it's Houston, Baltimore, or Tampa. And I know the Texans sound sexy, but I just don't think you need to have that game week one. That's just like having aces and going all in with all of your money right away. Slow play it. Wait for the right time to be like, now I got you. I hope it's the Bengals. I want to see Joe Burrow and Patrick Mahomes because I don't know if I can see Joe Burrow staying healthy. It's 7 o'clock. We got 25 minutes, and then Burn takes over. I believe this weekend and starting tonight will move the needle of the percentage of all in with this local city and this local baseball team. Julio Sanchez, Dusty Likens, this is After Hours, and you are Kansas City, and this is 610 Sports Radio.
You're listening to After Hours with Dusty Likens on 610 Sports Radio and the Odyssey app. Brought to you by Twin Peaks. Eats, drinks, scenic views.
Shout out Billy Joel. What a hilarious situation that was earlier this year, or earlier this past month. You saw that? They cut him off right in the middle of Piano Man.
The song everyone was waiting for?
In the moment they were all waiting for. Oh, that was hilarious. Tinfoil hat, NFL is scripted. New Orleans, start of the season, end of the season. Okay. I do like this text from the 816. Praise be. I tell my buddies I get my sports talk radio on the DL, the down low with Dusty Likens. And I'm so happy for you, 816. You spelled my last name right. So many people spell my last name L-I-K-E-N-S. That's actual L-I-K-I-N-S.
I feel like it really should be spelled E-N-S, but...
Or if my name was spelled like L-Y-C-H-E-N-S, no one would ever call me Likens. They would know that it's Likens.
It's true. It's true.
You know how many times in my life I had to go to restaurants and we heard Likens, party of four?
I mean, it's kind of catchy. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
That might be your new nickname.
Likens. We also got a lot of like Lichens, which I never understood that.
I don't know where the CH sound comes from.
Yeah.
Likens. All right. Yeah. Dusty Likens.
Yeah, always, dude.
It's dirty.
Somebody said, Tampa's not sexy. They want the same storyline. Baker ain't that. It's Cincy or Houston. My money's on Mahomes, Stroud, because they want the...
Those games are just too good. The opening game is never like necessarily a huge primetime matchup.
Because it doesn't need to be.
It doesn't need to be. Everyone's going to watch anyways. That's what I'm saying. Tampa fits perfectly into that. Two AFC, NFC team, two playoff teams, you're going to watch it.
I know this is on the spot, but did Detroit win their playoff game 2 years ago? Because I know last year they obviously went to the NFC Championship game and blew it.
But I want to say, yeah, let me look it up.
Because somebody says, I mean, it's a little hilarious considering the Lions made it further than the Texans. And also the Lions beat us in the week one. But I'm talking about 2 years ago. Because I think 2 years ago, the Lions made the playoffs for the first time in like 30 plus years. And they were the up and coming. Houston won their division. Won a couple games in the playoffs. Houston is not an up-and-coming team. Houston is there. Like, we know that. So I don't think you need to necessarily, you know, splurge week one Stroud Mahomes. Either way, we can put that conversation to bed. From the 913, yes, Crown Jewel. I just played a few songs of King George. Like it a lot. Going to put a lot of songs of his on my playlist. Thank you very much, Casey Hunk. Casey Hunk? Praise be to your playlist. Got a whole lot better. Speaking of a whole lot better, this Royals team's a whole lot better than last year's Royals. And there's people on MLB Network telling you that they really want to see this team succeed.
My gut and my hope.
You want the Royals.
Is the Royals.
That'd be great.
Because of what they did this offseason. See, you got to bring some veterans into the clubhouse and pay some guys occasionally to make your team better and show the young guys.
It's funny how that works, right?
It's kind of strange how that plays out.
Yeah.
And I hope we're sitting here with Bobby Witt 40-40, Yeah. Fighting like Soto and Judge for the MVP or Gunnar Henderson, and he's got them on his back, and that place is jumping.
That's the best part, because there are some people that might not clearly remember 2014, 15, 16, 17. It was a long time ago. And Julio, you did do a little bit of research that the Lions did not make the playoffs 2 years ago.
That's correct.
But they were better, and they were showing signs of improvements.
They were trending toward, I think, the last game of the season. They could have made the playoffs, but didn't. But they were trending that way.
Yeah. And I think that this Royals team can kind of bring some of us back. And I think that's why some local fans, talking to you all that are either driving home from dinner or practices or whatever it may be, and you got your windows down and you pause King George, keep rolling to listen to, you know, the Crown Jewel. I didn't make that name up. That's just what somebody called me. You know me. I'm not that arrogant. And this Royals team has two sides of the fence, right? You have people that remember the good old days, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, the good days, the fun times, when that place was rocking, when they had players of noticeable talent and a team sort of aspect. And that's why I think there's a lot of us that are in my range or maybe a little bit younger or even older that say, you know, I kind of get those vibes again. There's a couple of young superstars. There's a good, decent rotation. And this team is all together with themselves. Obviously, there are a few bad apples right now, and I don't need to read the text line of all the people saying, oh, Hunter Renfroe, whatever. But there's reasons to believe. By the way, programming note, halftime 54-54 Celtics-Cavaliers, game two in the Garden. And there's reason to believe that there is belief in this team because you get similarities to what you saw. Hell, Salvador Perez is still there, playing amazing baseball. Better than he was in 14, 15, 16. And now you're kind of telling yourself, you know, they got the superstar, they got the leader. They got an ace in their rotation. And they got a rotation that believes in each other. And if you need more belief than that, watch tonight. When Michael Wacha comes out of the game, they'll show it. They do it all the time if you're watching. And maybe they'll allude to it on the air. But all the starting pitchers will get together in a huddle, and they'll talk. They'll talk shop. They'll say, hey, hitters one through three, they were really looking at this, and they were laying off this. And they'll do that. And the one thing I will tell you is that there are three things with this Royals team. It is okay to be all in and believe that this team is going to be competitive. It is okay to let your fandom show, and it's okay to tell those people to say, ah, they'll blow it. They'll run out of steam. It's okay to tell those people to kick rocks, because they'll just give you a vague response. And tonight the Royals play at 8:38. That's when the first pitch happens. Vern comes on in about 20 minutes, 19 minutes. And you're going to be driving around. Maybe you're like my buddy Bobby, who leaves his radio on 610 Sports Radio when the Royals are good consistently. And that's how you fall into that part where you find out who Dusty Likens is. I'll take Royal success. I'll ride those coattails. I'll pick up on the strangers that come into this show because, like, I thought the Royals play tonight. Oh, they don't play till 8. But I'll listen to this guy. I'll listen to this guy before I get ready for Vern. And like I've said, there were people that were my age that were college, graduated, and really fell in love with this team. Hell, I was doing play-by-play high school football for Warrensburg High School, breaking in between plays the scores of the Orioles and Royals games. And there's some people that might have missed it or didn't see the significance of it or don't really remember it that well. And now you're here and you're like, man, this is really cool. And maybe your dad or your uncle or your friend or your brother's like, yeah, dude, man, 14 to 15, that place was booming. Because when this team is good, this city is fun. And Royals games are great. And I'll stay up till midnight seeing if they can win a game. Now, tonight they might be up 7-0 in the 6th. You might be able to put it on sleep mode and pass out, wake up in the morning and be like, oh, nice, they won 9-1. Bobby Wood Jr. was 3-for-5. Michael Wacha had a quality start. Good to see it. Either way, this weekend with late games, tonight, the Angels starter, 4-4 plus ERA. Tomorrow, 6-6-9 starter ERA. No Mike Trout, no Shea Ohtani. The Angels have 14 wins. Your Kansas City Royals have 22. The Angels are worse than the Oakland Athletics, who don't even play in a professional stadium. Take care of business. This is a test for the fan base because it's a West Coast trip. I'm not staying up late. You are when they're 22 and 16. You know I'm going to be staying up late. I'll be patioing it up. I'll have the Royals on the radio, and I'll have the Dallas Mavericks on the TV. I'm going to have Luka and Bobby and Vern and Miller High Life and beautiful weather and a fresh mowed lawn. I'm all in. Somebody says, Dusty, you're from the Berg. I'm from Knob Noster. I'm not from the Berg. I'm from Blue Springs. Live in Lee Summit. Went to college in the Berg. Shout out Mules. Julio Sanchez, Dusty Likens. Coming up next, what missed the cut here on After Hours on 610 Sports Radio.
You're listening to After Hours with Dusty Likens on 610 Sports Radio and the Odyssey app. Brought to you by Twin Peaks. Eats, drinks, scenic views.
This song makes me want to just, like, drink Coors Light. Wait for that Coors Light train to come through.
It's that kind of night, isn't it?
Yeah, he said it's going to be Miller High Life.
I'm not a High Life guy.
I've earned some golden tokens. That's what I call them. As I rub my hands together as I'm excited. Hey, like I said, man, we put in some work today, boy. 1,500 calories burned, 92 of 30 exercise goals. That's a 306%. We stood 12 out of 10-hour goal, 15,937 steps, 808.44 miles.
Earned a few.
I think so. I'm going to waste it all.
Yeah, dude. That's why you do it, though, right?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Crown Jewel, I graduated from the Berg in 1973. There you go. KC Hunk, shout out Mules. 06 to 2010, Warrensburg was a vibe. I graduated high school in 2006, so I went to Warrensburg. I was a non-traditional student, but I went to Warrensburg from 12 to 14, and it was still a vibe. I made every single Breakfast of Champions when I was there. Heavily sedated. Somebody from the 913 says, enjoying the musical selections. Thank you. That is the sweet sounds of Julio Sanchez. We've got about... four minutes. Some things that missed the cut that might not have what you want to know, but the grocery store Aldi announced today that they're going to lower their prices in the summer to help with times of need. Look at Aldi doing the Lord's work. You ever had a frozen pizza from Aldi? One of the best you'll ever eat.
I am a huge Aldi fan. Big Aldi time. Proponent.
The only complaint I have.
100%.
The only complaint I have is the way they slide those groceries down that belt. You could calm down a few miles per hour.
What do you mean?
Sometimes they just fly that thing down there.
Into the carts? Yeah.
I mean,
they do toss them pretty good into the carts.
It's aggressive.
Hey, but you know what? Now they have a lot of them have the self-checkout. You can do it yourself.
Yeah. Which self-checkout's just a game changer. I've always loved
it. I'm a big self-checkout guy.
Everywhere I go?
I don't have to talk to anybody. I don't have to see anybody. I can do it at my own pace.
No.
Bag it the way I want to bag it or box it in Aldi's case, but...
Yeah.
Yeah, man. I'm a big Aldi fan. I like that they're going left when everyone else is going right with the prices.
And this could cause a pricing war.
Yeah.
Hy-Vee's going to be like, just you wait.
Man, I go to Hy-Vee and get like 3 bags of groceries and it's like $150.
It is what it is.
Insane.
Other things that missed the cut, TV shows / new seasons premiering next month. The Acolyte, June 4th. Not sure if you're into the old Star Wars thing, but that looks interesting. Disney Plus might get me to, you know, watch a few episodes. Netflix did get me to watch the Cat Williams stand up last night. Not bad. There was a few times where I was like, okay, this is like old Cat.
Is it worth watching?
I think so. It's only an hour. It's more worth watching than the roast of Tom Brady. That's 3 hours long.
Yeah, but that was so good, man.
It was all right.
There was a couple that were...
The first hour and 45 minutes were great. And then I was... Once Randy Moss and Bill Belichick went, I was out.
Yeah. That's fair.
But Nikki Glaser was fantastic.
She was.
Kim Kardashian was secretly great.
She was.
She still was. Got it, too, boy.
She
had that champagne and that Daenerys Targaryen hair on stage. I was there.
I don't know if you've seen the gown she wore the other night.
Where she had like a pencil thin waist.
Yeah, that was not doing it for me. Yeah, she couldn't even walk.
That hurt me.
Ridiculous.
Stupid. I don't know if you watched The Boys. That's June 13th. June 13th.
My jam.
House of the Dragon. You know me. Big nerd. Big Game of Thrones nerd. Once did a show at 5 in the morning till 6 in the morning. Bob Fesco had no idea why I was here. And I said, oh, we're doing a Game of Thrones show. What's that? Of course. But House of the Dragons, season 2, June 16th. And then The Bear with your boy, June 27th.
But this will be what, season 3?
Season 3.
See, I have a strict 3-season rule.
Okay.
I am not committing to a series until it has 3 seasons. Otherwise, I'm wasting my time.
Fair enough.
Like, it has to be a super special series for me to...
Not even have an actor or somebody in it that's good?
Every now and then I've broken that rule, but for the most part, I try and stick to that, man.
Because what's his name?
Like, Netflix is notorious for that.
What's Lip Gallagher's real name in real life? He's going to play Bruce Springsteen in a Nebraska film. Don't tell me. I know what it is. The text line's going to ruin it. It's not Jeremy, is it? It's Jeremy. No. What is it?
Do you want me to, it's Jeremy.
Jeremy.
Allen.
Yeah, go ahead. Jeremy Allen. Something.
Jeremy Allen White.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dang it.
It's close.
Also, Paul Skeens, famous pitcher.
Yeah.
Great mustache.
Yeah.
Throws 99.
Yeah.
Number 4 prospect in all of baseball. When he was coming
out of
high
school.
None of
those things are what he's known for, but keep going.
Is going to make his major league debut.
Okay. And why do we all care about this?
Because he is with Libby Dune.
Oh, okay.
The famous gymnast from LSU. Mm-hmm. So famous because of... God spent a lot of time on Libby Dune.
He did.
Okay.
He did.
Not a lot of time on me. More time on you than me.
Yeah.
Fair. You know, I mean, you got that nice skin.
Yeah,
you got that almond skin.
Pretty proud of my brown skin.
I got a red beard and high cheekbones.
Yeah, don't sell yourself short.
Okay. Dana Wright did say I was very attractive.
You are. You got that whole scruffiness going on.
Scott Parks did not like that.
Yeah.
And now he calls me gorgeous every day. Haters going to hate, man. But, I think they're going to show her more than they're going to show Taylor Swift in a football game. You know why I say that? Because Paul Skeens is going to get at least 7 strikeouts in his debut. And every single one, you know where that camera's going to pan? Straight to Libby Dunn. Straight to that young lady. And good. They should. I can't believe she was so famous and so well known that she could no longer go to class on campus. That's how high up she got. Like, I thought the Cavender twins were popular. She poos on the Cavender twins, which somehow they're going back to Miami to play basketball.
Why?
I have no idea, dude.
Why? Like,
I have no idea. All right. You know what time it is, baby. It's West Coast Royals times. I know you're going to stay up. I know you're going to tune into Vern until 8 o'clock. You tuned into me for an hour and a half. Vern will be a cakewalk. And as I tell you all every single night, I'm going to add a little nugget to it. Enjoy the game late night. Enjoy Vern. And as always, go do nice things for people because you never know. It could change their day, week, month, or year. It is simply cool to care. Kansas City, stay nice. Stay safe. I love you all. And enjoy those Royals. They're back. It's okay to feel that way. It's really okay to feel that way. Don't be afraid if your buddy Eric says, oh, quit being a nerd. This team's going to fold. Tell him to suck it up and watch a game for once instead of giving you vague responses. Julio, God bless you and your family. Josh Vernier, God bless you and your family. And everybody in Kansas City, I love you.
You're listening to After Hours with Dusty Likens on 610 Sports Radio and the Odyssey app. Brought to you by Twin Peaks. Eats, drinks, scenic views.
Shout out Billy Joel. What a hilarious situation that was earlier this year, or earlier this past month. You saw that? They cut him off right in the middle of Piano Man.
The song everyone was waiting for?
In the moment they were all waiting for. Oh, that was hilarious. tinfoil hat. NFL is scripted. New Orleans, start of the season, end of the season. Okay. I do like this text from the 816. Praise be. I tell my buddies I get my sports talk radio on the DL, the down low with Dusty Likens. And I'm so happy for you, 816. You spelled my last name right. So many people spell my last name L-I-K-E-N-S. This actual L-I-K-I-N-S.
I feel like it really should be spelled E-N-S, but...
Or if my name was spelled like L-Y-C-H-E-N-S, no one would ever call me Lickens. They would know that it's Likens.
It's true. It's true.
You know how many times in my life I had to go to restaurants and we heard Lickens, party of four?
I mean, it's kind of catchy. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
That might be your new nickname.
Lickens. We also got a lot of like Lichens, which I never understood that.
I don't know where the C-H sound comes from.
Yeah.
Lickens. All right. Yeah. Dusty Lickens.
Yeah, always, dude.
It's dirty.
Somebody said, Tampa's not sexy. They want the same storyline. Baker ain't that. It's Cincy or Houston. My money's on Mahomes, Stroud, because they want the...
Those games are just too good. The opening game is never like necessarily a huge primetime matchup.
Because it doesn't need to be.
It doesn't need to be. Everyone's going to watch anyways. That's what I'm saying. Tampa fits perfectly into that. Two... AFC, NFC team, two playoff teams, you're going to watch it.
I know this is on the spot, but did Detroit win their playoff game 2 years ago? Because I know last year they obviously went to the NFC Championship game and blew it. But I
want to say, yeah, let me look it up.
Because somebody says, I mean, it's a little hilarious considering the Lions made it further than the Texans. And also the Lions beat us in week one. But I'm talking about 2 years ago. Because I think 2 years ago, the Lions made the playoffs for the first time in like 30-plus years, and they were the up-and-coming. Houston won their division, won a couple games in the playoffs. Houston is not an up-and-coming team. Houston is there. Like, we know that. So I don't think you need to necessarily, you know, splurge week one Stroud Mahomes. Either way. We can put that conversation to bed. From the 913, yes, Crown Jewel. I just played a few songs of King George. Like it a lot. Going to put a lot of songs of his on my playlist. Thank you very much, Casey Hunk. Casey Hunk, praise be to your playlist. Got a whole lot better. Speaking of a whole lot better, this Royals team's a whole lot better than last year's Royals. And there's people on MLB Network telling you that they really want to see this team succeed.
My gut and my hope.
You want the Royals.
Is the Royals.
That'd be great.
Because of what they did this offseason. See, you got to bring some veterans into the clubhouse and pay some guys occasionally to make your team better and show the young guys.
It's funny how that works, right?
It's kind of strange how that plays out.
Yeah.
And I hope we're sitting here with Bobby Witt, 40-40,
yeah,
fighting like Soto and Judge for the MVP or Gunnar Henderson, and he's got them on his back, and that place is jumping.
That's the best part. Because there are some people that might not clearly remember 2014, 15, 16, 17. It was a long time ago. And Julio, you did do a little bit of research that the Lions did not make the playoffs 2 years ago.
That's correct.
But they were better and they were showing signs of improvements.
They were trending toward, I think the last game of the season, they could have made the playoffs but didn't. But they were trending that way.
Yeah. And I think that this Royals team can kind of bring some of us back. And I think that's why some local fans, talking to you all that are either driving home from dinner or practices or whatever it may be, and you got your windows down and you pause King George, keep rolling to listen to, you know, the Crown Jewel. I didn't make that name up. That's just what somebody called me. You know me. I'm not that arrogant. And this Royals team has two sides of the fence, right? You have people that remember the good old days, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, the good days, the fun times, when that place was rocking, when they had players of noticeable talent and a team sort of aspect. And that's why I think there's a lot of us that are in my range or maybe a little bit younger or even older that say, you know, I kind of get those vibes again. There's a couple of young superstars. There's a good, decent rotation. And this team is all together with themselves. Obviously, there are a few bad apples right now, and I don't need to read the text line of all the people saying, oh, Hunter Renfrow, whatever. But there's reasons to believe, by the way, programming note, halftime 54-54 Celtics-Cavaliers, game two in the Garden. And there's reason to believe that there is belief in this team because you get similarities to what you saw. Hell, Salvador Perez is still there. Playing amazing baseball. Better than he was in 14, 15, 16. And now you're kind of telling yourself, you know, they got the superstar, they got the leader. They got an ace in their rotation. And they got a rotation that believes in each other. And if you need more belief than that, watch tonight. When Michael Wacha comes out of the game, they'll show it. They do it all the time if you're watching. And maybe they'll allude to it on the air. But all the starting pitchers will get together in a huddle, and they'll talk. They'll talk shop. They'll say, hey, hitters one through three, they were really looking at this, and they were laying off this. And they'll do this. And the one thing I will tell you is that there are three things with this Royals team. It is okay to be all in and believe that this team is going to be competitive. It is okay to let your fandom show, and it's okay to tell those people to say, ah, they'll blow it. They'll run out of steam. It's okay to tell those people to kick rocks because they'll just give you a vague response. And tonight the Royals play at 8:38. That's when the first pitch happens. Vern comes on in about 20 minutes, 19 minutes. And you're going to be driving around. Maybe you're like my buddy Bobby, who leaves his radio on 610 Sports Radio when the Royals are good consistently. And that's how you fall into that part where you find out who Dusty Likens is. I'll take Royal success. I'll ride those coattails. I'll pick up on the strangers that come into this show because, like, I thought the Royals play tonight. Oh, they don't play till 8. But I'll listen to this guy. I'll listen to this guy before I get ready for Vern. And like I've said, there were people that were my age that were college, graduated, and really fell in love with this team. Hell, I was doing play-by-play high school football for Warrensburg High School, breaking in between plays the scores of the Orioles and Royals games. And there's some people that might have missed it or didn't see the significance of it or don't really remember it that well. And now you're here and you're like, man, this is really cool. And maybe your dad or your uncle or your friend or your brother's like, yeah, dude, man, 14 to 15, that place was booming. Because when this team is good, this city is fun. And Royals games are great. And I'll stay up till midnight seeing if they can win a game. Now, tonight they might be up 7-0 in the sixth. You might be able to put it on sleep mode and pass out, wake up in the morning, and be like, oh, nice. They won 9-1. Bobby Wood Jr. was 3-for-5. Michael Wacha had a quality start. Good to see it. Either way, this weekend, with late games, tonight, the Angels starter, 4-4 plus ERA. Tomorrow, 6-6-9 starter ERA. No Mike Trout, no Shea Ohtani. The Angels have 14 wins. Your Kansas City Royals have 22. The Angels are worse than the Oakland Athletics, who don't even play in a professional stadium. Take care of business. This is a test for the fan base, because it's a West Coast trip. I'm not staying up late. You are when they're 22 and 16. You know, I'm going to be staying up late. I'll be patioing it up. I'll have the Royals on the radio, and I'll have the Dallas Mavericks on the TV. I'm going to have Luca and Bobby and Vern and Miller High Life and beautiful weather and a fresh mowed lawn. I'm all in. Somebody says, Dusty, you're from the Berg. I'm from Knobnostra. I'm not from the Berg. I'm from Blue Springs. Live in Lee Summit. Went to college in the Berg. Shout out Mules. Julio Sanchez, Dusty Likens. Coming up next, what missed the cut here on After Hours on 610 Sports Radio.
You're listening to After Hours with Dusty Likens on 610 Sports Radio and the Odyssey app. Brought to you by Twin Peaks. Eats, drinks, scenic views.
This song makes me want to just like drink Coors Light. Wait for that Coors Light train to come through.
It's that kind of night, isn't it?
Yeah, he said it's going to be Miller High Life.
I'm not a High Life guy.
I've earned some golden tokens. That's what I call them. As I rub my hands together, as I'm excited. Hey, like I said, man, we put in some work today, boy. 1,500 calories burned, 92 of 30 exercise goals. That's a 306%. We've stood 12 out of 10-hour goal, 15,937 steps, 808.44 miles.
Burned a few.
I think so. I'm going to waste it all.
Yeah, dude. That's why you do it, though, right?
Exactly. Crown Jewel, I graduated from the Berg in 1973. There you go. KC Hunk, shout out Mules. 06 to 2010, Warrensburg was a vibe. I graduated high school in 2006, so I went to Warrensburg. I was a non-traditional student, but I went to Warrensburg from 12 to 14. And it was still a vibe. I made every single Breakfast of Champions when I was there. Heavily sedated. Somebody from the 913 says, enjoying the musical selections. Thank you. That is the sweet sounds of Julio Sanchez. We've got about 4 minutes. Some things that missed the cut that might not have what you want to know, but the grocery store Aldi announced today that they're going to lower their prices in the summer to help with times of need. Look at Aldi doing the Lord's work. You ever had a frozen pizza from Aldi? One of the best you'll ever eat.
I am a huge Aldi proponent.
The only complaint I have.
100%.
The only complaint I have is the way they slide those groceries down that belt. You could calm down a few miles per hour.
What do you mean?
Sometimes they just fly that thing down there.
Into the carts? Yeah.
I mean,
they do toss them pretty
aggressive.
Good into the carts.
It's aggressive,
but you know what? Now they have a lot of them have the self checkout. Do it yourself.
Yeah, which self checkout's just a game changer. I've always loved.
I'm a big self checkout guy.
Everywhere I go,
I don't have to talk to anybody. I don't have to see anybody. I can do it at my own pace.
No,
bag it the way I want to bag it, or box it in Aldi's case. But
yeah,
I mean, I'm a big Aldi fan. I like that they're going left when everyone else is going right with the prices.
And this could cause a pricing war.
Yeah.
Hy-Vee's going to be like, oh, just you wait.
Man, I go to Hy-Vee and get like 3 bags of groceries and it's like $150.
It is what it is.
Insane.
Other things that missed the cut, TV shows / new seasons premiering next month. The Acolyte, June 4th. Not sure if you're into the old Star Wars thing, but that looks interesting. Disney Plus might get me to, you know, watch a few episodes. Netflix did get me to watch the Cat Williams stand-up last night. Not bad. There was a few times where I was like, okay, this is like old Cat.
Is it worth watching?
I think so. It's only an hour. It's more worth watching than the roast of Tom Brady. That's 3 hours long.
Yeah, but that was so good, man.
It was all right.
There was a couple that were...
The first hour and 45 minutes were great. And yeah. Then I was... Once Randy Moss and Bill Belichick went, I was
out.
Yeah.
That's fair.
But Nikki Glaser was fantastic.
She was.
Kim Kardashian was secretly great.
She was.
She still was. Got it too, boy.
She had
that champagne and that Daenerys Targaryen hair on stage. I was there.
I don't know if you've seen the gown she wore the other night.
Where she had
not,
like a pencil thin waist.
Yeah, that was not.
That had
doing
to hurt
me. Yeah, she couldn't even walk.
That hurt me.
Ridiculous.
Stupid. I don't know if you watched The Boys. That's June 13th.
Yes.
June 13th.
My jam.
House of the Dragon. You know me, big nerd, big Game of Thrones nerd. Wanted a show at 5 in the morning till 6 in the morning. Bob Fesco had no idea why I was here. And I said, oh, we're doing a Game of Thrones show. What's that? Of course. But House of the Dragons, season 2, June 16th. And then The Bear with your boy, June 27th.
But this will be what, season 3?
Season 3.
See, I have a strict 3-season rule.
Okay.
I am not committing to a series until it has 3 seasons. Otherwise, okay. I'm wasting my time.
Fair enough.
Like, it has to be a super special series for me to...
Not even have an actor or somebody in it that's good?
Every now and then I've broken that rule, but for the most part, I try and stick to that, man.
Because what's his name?
Like, Netflix is notorious for that.
What's Lip Gallagher's real name in real life? He's going to play Bruce Springsteen in a Nebraska film. Don't tell me. I know what it is. The text line's going to ruin it. It's not Jeremy, is it? It's Jeremy. No. What is it?
Do you want me to, yeah, it's Jeremy.
Jeremy
Allen.
Yeah, go ahead. Jeremy Allen. Something.
Jeremy Allen White.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dang it.
It's close.
Also, Paul Skeens, famous pitcher.
Yeah.
Great mustache.
Yeah.
Throws 99.
Yeah.
Number 4 prospect in all baseball. when he was coming out of high
school. None of those things are what he's known for, but keep going.
Is going to make his major league debut.
Okay, and why do we all care about this?
Because he is with Libby Dunn.
Oh, okay.
The famous gymnast from LSU. Mm-hmm. So famous because of God spent a lot of time on Libby Dunn.
He did.
Okay. He did. Not a lot of time on me. More time on you than me.
Yeah.
Fair. You know, I mean, you got that nice skin.
Yeah,
you got that almond skin.
Pretty proud of my brown skin.
I got a red beard and high cheekbones.
Yeah, don't sell yourself short.
Okay. Dana Wright did say I was very attractive.
You are. You got that whole scruffiness going on.
Scott Parks did not like that.
You know,
and now he calls me gorgeous every day. Haters going to hate, man. But I think they're going to show her more than they're going to show Taylor Swift in a football game. You know why I say that? Because Paul Skeens is going to get at least 7 strikeouts in his debut. And every single one, you know where that camera's going to pan? Straight to Libby Dunn. Straight to that young lady. And good. They should. I can't believe she was so famous and so well known that she could no longer go to class on campus. That's how high up she got. Like, I thought the Cavender twins were popular. She poos on the Cavender twins. Which somehow they're going back to Miami to play basketball.
Why?
I have no idea, dude.
Why? Like,
I have no idea. All right. You know what time it is, baby. It's West Coast Royals times. I know you're going to stay up. I know you're going to tune into Vern until 8 o'clock. You tuned into me for an hour and a half. Vern will be a cakewalk. And as I tell you all every single night, I'm going to add a little nugget to it. Enjoy the game late night. Enjoy Vern. And as always, go do nice things for people because you never know. It could change their day, week, month, or year. It is simply cool to care. Kansas City, stay nice. Stay safe. I love you all. And enjoy those Royals. They're back. It's okay to feel that way. It's really okay to feel that way. Don't be afraid if your buddy Eric says, oh, quit being a nerd. This team's going to fold. Tell him to suck it up and watch a game for once instead of giving you vague responses. Julio, God bless you and your family. Josh Vernier, God bless you and your family. And everybody in Kansas City, I love you.
You're listening to After Hours with Dusty Likens on 610 Sports Radio and the Odyssey app. Brought to you by Twin Peaks. Eats, drinks, scenic views.